America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Oh, to be forever young. It is a wish we all have. It is a wish that cannot be granted. Well, if I told you I knew the secret to the fountain of youth, would you listen? Of course you would. So that's why she wrote this tease for me. Here's ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie with this week's Fit in a Minute.
Aging is inevitable, but there's no reason you can't make the process more enjoyable. At any age, your brain can grow new connections and function at a high level. Exercise enhances blood flow to the brain, reducing the risk of stroke. It also improves cognitive processing. Your central nervous system also declines with age, with slower reaction times. Studies show older people who are active often have faster muscular movement than younger people who are sedentary. The strength and size of your muscles decrease by about 1% a year beginning in your 30s. With aerobic exercise, the decline doesn't start until your 60s. Resistance training is even more effective. The pumping capacity of your heart also decreases as you age. A year of regular cycling can increase the heart function of someone in their 60s by 25 to 30%. It slows hardening of the arteries, reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke, keeps weight down, reduces the risk of developing diabetes, reduces bad cholesterol, and increases good cholesterol. I'm ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. When you're online and you have to come up with a password, do you make it incredibly difficult so that the hackers out there, those darn 16-year-olds that are in their parents' basement and they're somehow breaking into the Defense Department's system and into your bank account so they cannot get to you? So do you make it, like, you know, with an uppercase and a lowercase and an exclamation point and a bunch of numbers and all this, and it's like 27 characters long? Or do you just use password? What's your password? Password. P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. Well, that's not a good idea. Of course not. Not in this day and age when going online is like taking a trip to the old Wild West. You don't know what's going to happen at any time. Well, there is a way to create a password that is better than others. There was a story in the USA Today this week that emphasizes that a strong password is a pain to create, remember, and type. That's why far too many people settle for passwords that are weaker and easier to remember than they should. But strong passwords are essential for keeping hackers and snoopers out of your online accounts. So here are some tips. The first one, don't make the password easy to guess. Whenever there's a big data breach and user passwords are exposed, security companies always make a list of the most common passwords people were using. In fact, they made one for the Adobe data breach that happened at the end of 2013. The five most common passwords were 123456, 123456789, password, see, Adobe 123, and here's one they'd never figure out, 123456789. Oh my goodness. Hackers look at these lists too, and they have computer programs that can guess common passwords plus millions of other passwords in minutes. Even passwords that you think are difficult might not be as difficult to figure out as you would think. The Defense Department's research agency, DARPA, otherwise known as DARPA, released a study in 2013 that tracked passwords at a Fortune 100 company and found that about half followed five common patterns. Here are three of the most common patterns found in the study. One uppercase, five lowercase, and three digits. One uppercase, six lowercase, and two digits. And the other one, one uppercase, three lowercase, and five digits. These are things people do without thinking about them. However, if you make a password with any of those common patterns, it makes a password guessing program's job much easier. So you don't want to use the patterns, obviously. Okay, so here is something you can do. Make the password 8 characters or longer. Despite what you see in the movies, professional hackers rarely sit down at a computer and try to guess your password. That's usually done by casual snoops such as relatives. Instead, hackers get millions of passwords at once from company data breaches or other sources. If the breached company is using better security practices, the leaked passwords will be encrypted so they're just a jumble of letters and numbers. However, with enough passwords to compare, hackers can figure out the encryption scheme and decode the actual passwords. In fact, Backed with modern computers, hackers can crack tens of thousands of passwords in mere hours. Shorter passwords are much easier to crack, so hackers go for those first. The longer passwords take hackers longer to decode, as long as they aren't obvious, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hackers scan for the obvious ones first in a different way. Most hackers don't even bother with passwords that are 8 characters or longer because it simply takes too long to figure out. Of course, as computers get more powerful, even longer passwords will take less time. So you really should think about making your next passwords at least 10 characters just to be safe. Are you kidding me? And who remembers all this stuff? Okay, I'm just going to step away from the story for 1 minute. Every time I go online to order baseball tickets, okay, I'll go to the New York Mets site and I will try to order tickets. You can't do it unless you establish an MLB account. Why? So you can send me all kinds of ads and everything else involved, whatever. Okay, so I set up the password. I forget what it was. I don't write it down. There are so many different passwords, and I'll buy maybe tickets to 3 games a year, so I'm not going to use it that often. So then you always have to do the most frustrating thing when you're trying to complete an online purchase, which it tells me I only have 9 minutes and 58 seconds to do so if I want to be able to keep these seats or buy these seats. You have to click on, I forgot my password, I'm an idiot. And so then they send you the email, see, then you have to go to your email account, find what it is, and they give you a temporary passcode, which makes you feel like it's so secure that if anyone decoded this thing, they'd be able to launch nuclear weapons, because it's like 9 characters long, it's got numbers, it's got capital letters, lowercase letters. And you can't even do a copy and paste. You got to write it down on a piece of paper, go back and type the thing in manually. What a pain in the neck. And then I always forget to make a new password, make something a lot easier, like, you know, Kalegi's a Met fan or something like that. I don't know. And then I have to go through it every time I want to buy something for the site. I feel like such a technical moron. You know, we're in the utter control of these things, these computers, these systems. And do you feel safe with any of this stuff? Do you know that, what is it now, twice in the past year and a half, my bank has had to change my ATM card? They had to cancel it out and just issue me a new one because I used my card at Target to buy a simple bottle of antifreeze. I'm not in Target that often. I needed it for my car, and I don't even use my card in stores like that very much. But I did for one time to buy a $9 bottle of antifreeze, and I got caught up in that Target scam. And in Home Depot, I literally went in there, and again, this shows how stupid some people are. I went in to buy a little plastic container of screws, literally like maybe, I don't know, 10 or 11 screws, and the purchase was $1.15. And I didn't have any cash on me, so I swiped my debit card and I paid my $1.15 for my little tiny little container of screws. And wouldn't you know it, I got caught up in the Home Depot situation. So again, my bank had to freeze and cancel out the current debit card, and I had to be notified. I had to go in there and I had to get another one. What a pain in the neck. Go paperless. We need to be green. We don't want to send you bills anymore. Let's do everything online. Really? Do you trust everything to be done online when teenagers can hack their ways into these systems? Back to the story, folks. Don't use the same password everywhere. Most hackers don't even try to guess your password, but if they get one of your passwords in a data breach or courtesy of a virus on your computer, they will go after your other online accounts with that same password. That's why you want a unique password for every single account. Oh my, especially your bank or other finances. If the password a hacker stole doesn't work right away, most will move on to easier targets. So here are some ground rules for creating strong passwords. The first one, it has to contain a random collection of letters, uppercase and lowercase, numbers and symbols. Number 2, it has to be at least 8 characters or longer. And 3, you must use a unique password for every different account. So then you either have to save on your computer a little file with all of your passwords, or write it down on a piece of paper that you will undeniably lose at some point, and then you're really going to be stuck because then you won't remember any of your passwords. We see stories like this all the time about what we as consumers and users of the internet, what we need to do to protect ourselves with our passwords and double-checking and triple-checking and all this other stuff. What about the responsibility of these multi-billion dollar corporations to make sure that their systems are secure? Why does it have to fall upon me? Oh, you have to have a 27-character password with little thingies and emoticons and all kinds of things so no one will be able to figure it out. Hey, if some 16-year-old can hack into some massive corporation and steal credit card and debit card numbers, that's not my problem. My problem is making sure I have enough sense to shop at a place and do business with a company that cares enough about me and my financial security to do what they have to do to protect their own site. So let them worry about their password and let them worry about spending money to provide for their own security, to keep me happy, to keep me secure, and to keep me coming back as a customer. It doesn't just fall on us, the consumers. How about the big boys doing what they need to do so Skippy in the basement can't hack into their system, So head to your computer right now and just log on and buy all the stuff you want because everything is safe as it can be because you now have a 26-character password for every site on the web. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.